Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Dude, that's Smiley Kaufman for 61. Wow.
I'm Smiley Kaufman, and this is The Smiley Show.
Smiley, it is Saturday night in Augusta, Georgia, and Act 3 of the four-act play, which is the 2025 Masters Tournament, was a masterpiece. I'm trying not to be too prisoner of the moment here. I think maybe the best moving day ever. To me, in terms of the way this sets up for Sunday at the Masters, a Rory versus Bryson showdown, a rematch of the 2024 U.S. Open where we were and saw Bryson win or maybe Rory lose in heartbreaking fashion. Let's just start big picture. There's so much to get into from today's round, but just big picture, how excited are you to see these two guys going at it, top of the leaderboard, final group tomorrow, Sunday at the Masters?
I mean, we get the rematch. This is the rematch. It's two heavyweights going at each other. Bryson, obviously just the finish that he had. So that momentum of what we just saw, we just want to see more of it. Rory McIlroy is putting on an absolute clinic this week. His ball striking numbers are absurd. Of course, his start to the day, no golfer has ever started the Masters with five straight threes. And then he decided, oh, might as well make it six straight threes. His drive at the first hole, 371 yards. Drive at the second hole, 369 yards. So right from the get-go, this guy meant business. And man, just an amazing, amazing day. So many great moments, man.
I want to talk to you about multiple things you just mentioned there, but we got to start here with this show being presented by DraftKings and DraftKings Daily Fantasy. For the year's first major, DraftKings is giving all customers a shot to play free for $1 million top prize with your next $10 deposit. And our code is Smiley Show. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the episode. This is interesting. Looking at the...
Can I play a guessing game with what the odds are tomorrow? Have not seen them.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. Before we do outright winner odds, we're no longer going to rehash our terrible DFS lineup. What I'm going to tell you is if you're playing the one-day showdown games on DraftKings, Scottie Scheffler is still the most expensive player out there at $12,300, but Rory is second, $11,600. Bryson's third at $10,400. What do you think the odds are to win outright for both Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau?
I think that Rory is probably a minus 240 favorite, and I think Bryson is... plus 140.
Rory is minus 200 at time of recording. Bryson plus 250.
Wow, it's plus 250.
Scotty is 35 to 1.
Plus I would have thought it would have been a little shorter than that. not saying I'm a expert handicapper, but it seems like if you like Bryson tomorrow, that's some pretty decent value, right?
I mean, I think so. And I think this thing can swing quickly as we saw today. I mean, we saw Rory make two eagles at both 2 and 15. There is a great tweet, I think Friday Golf Board from someone else, but it was a comparison of Rory's shot today at 15 and Tiger's shot in 2011. And they're eerily so similar. But Bryson, as you mentioned, closes with three birdies in his final four holes, including that 50-foot bomb on 18, just the best way to build momentum. Let's talk first about Rory, like beginning of the round, just to kind of do this chronologically. So they asked him in his post-round press conference just about, you know, hitting it, I think it was 371 on one and 369 on two. And he ended up the day plus 1.17 strokes gain off the tee. He said, I was fast on the range, talking about even that anxious energy that built up. I was probably 3 or 4 miles an hour faster on the range than I have been all week, which is nice. I mean, Rory driving the ball today, just it's... It doesn't get any better than these two guys off the tee.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's what I saw at the U.S. Open last year. I had 2 days with Bryson and 2 days with Rory, and I was just blown away at what these guys are able to do to a golf course when they drive it well. I think it's interesting, too, and that whole conversation that's been heavily critiqued, talking about Bryson saying this is a par 67 for him. Of course, it was a learning lesson for him to not say that because it's a hard golf course, but... He's starting to become less and less not wrong because hitting fairways at this golf course. Yes, there are some narrow tee shots that you have to hit the fairway, like number 7, like number 17, but there is plenty of room on this golf course to be able to hit it long. You're going to hit a lot of fairways. For instance, Tommy Fleetwood hit all of his fairways today. So when you think about it from that lens, and you have two players that are clearly two of the longest players in the field, and they're driving it somewhat straight. I mean, the advantage they have as far as the shorter clubs that they can have into par fives, into par fours. I mean, and then of course they're both putting well.
So let me ask you about that one, because I think this is eerie. I was thinking back to when we were here last year talking about Bryson and him, you know, getting close, but not eventually winning. And the thing we talked about was distance control with his irons. And today, in spite of where he ends up, two shots off the lead heading into Sunday, that was the one inconsistency we all noticed. Now, he was phenomenal around the green and you know, some shots he hit out of the bunkers, just some wedge shots and some really timely putts to save strokes, not give away too much of, you know, not get too far behind Rory. But he was negative 1.9 strokes gain approach, was asked about it in his post-round press conference, and he said he's just not lining up the face as consistently as he would like to at impact. And the feel he's searching for is the inside to out feel, and the club face closes smoothly through the impact area and doesn't overdraw. It doesn't get left out to the right. He said those are his two big misses, been working on it for a few years now. What do you think in terms of just what he's talking about there? I don't know when he eventually got off the range, but the last time code I had was him on the range was at 8:22 PM with the spotlights going out there. So he's out there grinding, trying to work on it with the irons, but just the, what we've seen from him in the past couple of years here, trouble with distance control, trouble hitting his irons, which way he wants to, how can he, you know, get that into a good place if he wants to capitalize on how far he's hitting it off the tee and creating strokes gain opportunities tomorrow?
Well, I'm excited to see the Sunday hole locations because I think that's going to be telling a little bit. We already know of one hole location. We know the hole location at 12 is going to be on the right side. But looking at the pins today and even yesterday, it seems like it is favored a draw on a lot of shots, especially today. I mean, just look at the leaderboard. Who all played well? Zach Johnson. What does he hit? It's a draw. What does Bryson hit? He hits a draw. Rory hits a draw. If we see a lot of right hole locations tomorrow, that's the most interesting thing to me about when they put that pin over there on right at 4, when they put the pin way over there right at the 12th hole. I'm interested to see what are they going to do at 16, because this was kind of like a closer to a Sunday hole location. They've already gone way in the back left, and today they went more kind of middle left. Are they going to stick it 3/4 the way back? Which is what we've typically seen, or there's that plateau up there in the top right part of the green that they can use as well. It would be surprising if they did use that. Most likely we're going to see the pin on the left side, but if it's on the right, that doesn't favor either one of those guys. So it's interesting because I think they both struggle with the same miss. Rory overturned shots with his irons at times. He doesn't leave him out to the right quite as much maybe as Bryson does, but the overturned stuff, Bryson's got a little bit more of that. You saw it at 15 today. There was another shot too, as I was, I'm trying to like call golf and then like keeping tabs, it. But there was another one I think he overturned too.
Well, just what about the distance control aspect of that? Where, cause I hear what you're saying on the shot shaping, but some of them, it was like either he did either hit this really poorly or just had the number completely wrong in terms of where that ball landed relative to the pin. Like, I've seen Rory overturn.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
For shots, but at least they're pin high in terms of where they're landing.
Well, I think when it comes to tomorrow, winds being down, I think that favors...
Absolutely.
It helps a guy like Bryson, who doesn't have to take in that extra bit of work as far as how far to hit the shot. What's impressed me a ton about Rory this year and even this week is his ability to hit wedge shots, three-quarter, control his spin. Yeah. And I think he's going to have to do more of that tomorrow.
Season, right? I mean, that was huge.
Yeah.
So I think the big part of this, because you're breaking down a lot of the golf swing, things like that, is just talking about like that atmosphere and the way we kind of built into that. First of all, I thought it was hilarious. They were both asked like what they're going to do to prepare for the round tomorrow. And Bryson's going to watch a James Bond movie. I think with Pierce Brosnan era, James Bond. Rory was, I think, maybe going to watch Bridgerton, but he said today he watched Zootopia with Poppy, which that was my favorite part of that interview. Zootopia. All the parents out there, little kids. Great. Have you seen Zootopia yet, Anna Carter?
No.
You got to put that one on the menu. Great. Twist ending. You'll never see it coming.
Okay.
It's a great, great movie. So not shocking that Rory went out and had a great round today after catching that flick with Poppy. But just, I think that starts today in terms of the build to tomorrow with that birdie Bryson makes a 16. He birdied three of his last four holes, but that's particularly one where he turns to the crowd and he was asked about it. He said, "Look like you stared over across the pond." And Bryson said, "Just getting the patrons going. Having a bit of fun with them makes me focus more." He's like, "It's a fun thing that whenever I feel like I feed into the crowd, especially the patrons here, they give that energy back. It's a cool feeling."
Well,
he's getting the patrons going.
I mean, he's done a great job of it. You got to give Bryson so much credit, even going back to, of course he won the US Open, but he was very close to winning the PGA Championship up against Xander Schauffele. He's an incredible major run. Wins tomorrow. He passes Scottie Scheffler in the major count. He's becoming a big time major player. And what interests me most about tomorrow, is that there's no doubt that if there's one player that Rory McIlroy wants to beat tomorrow more than anybody in the field, it's Bryson DeChambeau. It's the guy who beat him at the US Open. And if you remember from the match earlier this year or whatever it was called, the show, I don't know, it was a showdown.
Yeah.
I just remember even Bryson like throwing in like a quick little snap, like jarring snap at the putt that he missed at the US Open. It was brought up. Rory doesn't forget those things. No player would ever forget a guy who we lost to in a into a, you know, a nightmarish finish. He ain't gonna forget the player of saying that out loud to everybody. So that's the one thing that concerns me the most is that, yes, and maybe it'll help him take his mind off mm-hmm. of winning a green jacket in the Grand Slam. It's that it's match play. I'm going to beat this guy. And maybe that's how he kind of turns his focus from, you know, what's what we're all talking about in the history component of all this, which is the magnitude of winning a Grand Slam and what that means.
I think that's a really, really good point, because I think if Rory arrives here with anyone other than Bryson chasing him by two shots, it's sleeping on a two shot overnight lead that you could easily give away quickly and thinking about all the things that have haunted you over the years. Whereas this is a focus and a way of kind of, it's bulletin board material.
Yeah.
It's Bryson's face is now on a bullseye and he has to go out there tomorrow and chase that. And then if he does that well, that's the only guy he really needs to beat unless someone comes from deep and makes a run away with it. But you'd expect these guys to both play well enough tomorrow to where a good back and forth would take them deep enough to keep them clear of the chasing pack. I think, and just to continue on the mental side of this, because we've seen Rory talk about working with Bob Rotella. They're both asked about the atmosphere tomorrow. Here's what Rory had to say about that. He said, tomorrow in that final group, it's going to be a little rowdy and a little loud. I'm just going to have to settle in and really try to keep myself in my own little bubble and keep my head down and sort of approach tomorrow with the same attitude that I've tried to approach the last 3 days with. Bryson, on the other hand, said, it'll be the grandest stage that we've had in a long time, and I'm excited for it. We both want to win really, really badly. It's about who can control themselves and who can execute the golf shots the best. In regard to the patrons, it's going to be an electric atmosphere. Do you think, does that say to you, I mean, I understand what Rory's doing and where he's worked. He talked about heartbreak prior to, you know, the tournament and just how he's in a better place there. But do you think that the psychological challenge is greater for him tomorrow because this feeds into what Bryson loves and the atmosphere he likes?
This is what's going to happen. Bryson wants to get the crowd riled up and on his side. He wants more noise. Rory, for the most part, he wants to try to stay as even keeled as he can. Of course, the motivating fist pumps after big putts, like he'll have some of that, but he wants to try to stay as level as possible. Bryson, on the other hand, it wouldn't surprise me if at one of the storylines tomorrow is, wow, Bryson's taking a lot of time tomorrow. And
interesting.
I think something that always has benefited Rory is when he gets on the weekend, he's playing in twosomes. He's able to play quicker. He's a fast player as it is. And I think if the only way to get underneath Rory's skin in this, or to try to, if anything, get Rory so excited and happy or mad, just try to get him emotional tomorrow with whether it's a fist pump and Bryson just gets him, you know, makes him more, maybe a little bit more impatient or a little less disciplined, and just kind of gets him out of that frame of mind of one shot at a time. And then who knows, maybe there can be a long ruling and then he's getting into it. There's so many different things that could happen tomorrow that could annoy Rory or take him out of the zone. And I think that's going to be the hardest thing for Rory McIlroy tomorrow is, can you just keep one foot in front of the other, keep your eyes off of Bryson and just play the golf course? I think that to me is probably one of the biggest like mental side of the deal storyline, because I think you could easily let your mind water out there tomorrow and watch the other person too much.
I think that's a really good point. And I think that if I had to guess, I think Bryson probably, and he kind of tipped it off today on 16 and what he said after us. I think he really, in the same way that he kind of broke that fourth wall at Pinehurst and brought the fans in. Now they're playing in separate groups, but I would not be surprised to see Bryson engaging in similar behavior tomorrow. Just really trying to, because he knows, I think if you took a straw poll, more people are rooting for Rory to get this done on site for sure than they are Bryson, even though they both have a large support. So I think Bryson and playing to specific patrons and trying to kind of get them involved, that can kind of needle Rory a bit, maybe get under his skin a little bit. Undoubtedly there will be gamesmanship on both sides of this, as there should be.
Well, I think with Bryson's finish and burning three of the last four, I think the storyline completely has changed. Of course, now it's a two-shot lead. But Rory, if he doesn't have that finish, he would have had the longest night of his life. He would have, you know, tomorrow would have been everything to lose. You got a 4 or 5 shot lead. That would have been really, really difficult. I think we all feel like Rory would have been able to handle that challenge. But I think with Bryson's finish, I think Rory sleeps better tonight knowing, hey, you know, I think the world would have had eyes on me to see if I was going to be able to get to the finish line. Yes, we'll see. We'll still have that tomorrow, but it's going to be the most important round of Rory McIlroy's career. But I think he's going to be able to take a maybe a little bit different vantage point of, hey, I'm built for this. I'm ready to go head to head with the guy, and versus, man, if I screw up tomorrow, like that's the fearful thought that comes to your brain. I think maybe Bryson finishing well could bode well for Rory, although the lead gets cut down.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're
all take. I don't know if you're there with me, but.
No,
it's a mindset thing almost.
I think what you're saying is, I mean, what I'm hearing you saying is that the way this game sets up, it kind of negates some of the things Rory would bring into this round mentally, which I agree with. Like, I really do think that, you know, if it was maybe a larger lead, I think back to 2022 at the Open, like if this finishes differently and he gets paired with Corey Connors on the final group and Bryson's behind, he's got his whole crowd with him and he's chasing and you can hear the energy and the roars ahead of you and see it all unfolding in front of you. And Corey Connors happens to have a stinker like Victor Hovland did at St. Andrews. And all of a sudden you feel like the air is kind of being let out of the room and you're trying to scramble and you can't get the energy back. That is tough. I think having Bryson right in front of him, being spotted 2 shots on the first tee, and it just being a mano-a-mano battle with both huge, you know, fan support, patron support on both sides of the aisle. I'm so excited for tomorrow. I think it's going to be one of the greatest spectacles, one of the greatest showdowns we remember in the history of the sport when it's all said and done. We need these guys to play well tomorrow, but I think we can pretty much lock that in at this point.
I hope they play well. I hope they put on a show. What I don't want to happen is that they both play poorly.
Yeah,
that was... Tough. It's one of the other guys, like somebody else other than one of those two guys win. That would be the most uneventful Sunday of all time if one of these two guys
Zach
don't
Johnson,
win.
Matt McCarty. That'd be great. Now let me ask you this. You correctly predicted on social media today that these two guys would be the guys that were the top of the leaderboard after moving day.
I felt pretty wrong there for a minute when he was 500 through 5 or whatever he was.
Let's wrap this section of the preview for tomorrow with what's your prediction? Where does it shake out tomorrow? Who do you think gets it done?
I think we're heading to a playoff.
Wow.
I think somebody's going to have a putt on the last hole to win the Masters.
Really?
From inside 10 feet. They're not going to make it. We're going to extras. And
so what do you have, like Rory shooting 70 and Bryson 68, something kind of like that?
I just have this weird feeling that maybe this is just like my one and done heart pick that I kind of want to like just absolutely bury you this year in one and done. Yeah. So like part of me wants to see Bryson get it done in that. Obviously that's my pick. I still have to go Rory. I just think how well he's playing. Yeah. It's just been stupid. Could we see a playoff? Yes. I don't know if that's my prediction. It's hard to really say because anything could happen. And that's the most exciting part. What about you? So maybe I can actually give you something concrete.
Playoff would be fun. Playoff would, especially if
free golf.
Well, if free golf, first and foremost. Second of all, what I just suggested, like 70, 68, I don't know if that gets it done for me. Like if we get like a 68 and a 66 or even deeper, like a 66, 64 where they're dueling, both playing good. And then it comes down to like, Bryson birdies 18 and shoots 64 and Rory, you know, nearly misses a putt and they go to a playoff after he shoots 66. It'd be electric. I do think my prediction would be, I think Rory gets it done. I just think we came to this week with this sort of hunch, this after hearing him talk, the sort of feeling about the headspace he's in. He's clearly working on it. I mean, guys in here talking about Zootopia and Bridgerton on the eve of the tournament he needs to win to complete a career Grand Slam.
Where he has like, to
win. I think he's in a pretty good
win.
Spot.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say is that Rory has had experience closing golf tournaments this year, big golf tournaments, talking Pebble, talking TBC Sawgrass. Bryson's yet to win this year, was in a final group at Live and Doral, didn't have the Sunday, doesn't have the experience this year. So it's more fresh for Rory on how to close the deal. Bryson has, I don't think has anything to lose tomorrow for him.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to come out guns a blazing and try to get that crowd riled up. Is his iron game going to hold up enough? We'll have to see. That's why I just trust Rory's iron game and wedge game more so than I trust Bryson's at this point. But what worries me for Rory tomorrow is just what could happen.
Yeah.
You know, what I don't see Rory necessarily losing this via playing very poorly. That's like, that would be the thing that would shock me the most because he's playing so good.
I think, it's for Bryson, you, in some ways you could say that the clutch up and downs and the putting could be sort of unsustainable in the same way that, you know, Justin Rose having just a red hot putter in round one, that wasn't sustainable. But to have that, to have confidence there and feel like you can fall back on that, the iron game isn't, you know, really as sharp as you'd like it to be. That I think is a positive. Whereas Rory, you know, if you start losing the ball off the tee, I mean, he drove it so good today. You start losing off the tee a little bit and then you're scrambling and then Bryson's playing. It's going to be interesting, but I think Rory gets it done. And if you want to go just get in the, if you, there are other players you like, think you're going to have a come from behind winner, you can download the DraftKings app, play a little daily fantasy. You can build your team perhaps around Rory McIlroy at 11,600 or Bryson DeChambeau at 10,400.
This is where you got to start looking at the backdoor top 10 guys.
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele tomorrow. He's going to finish in the top 10. He's going to shoot 68. It's just a
Xander would fit very nicely into a DraftKings lineup. In fact, I can tell you his price right now.
You can throw in John Rahm's going to find a way to backdoor top 10.
You can get Rahm at 9,600. You can get Xander at 9,200. So there are some good creative options for you if you want to do that. Download the DraftKings app and use code SMILEYSHOW. That's SMYLIESHOW to play free for a shot at the $1 million top prize with just a $10 deposit. That's code SMILEYSHOW for all DraftKings customers. The crown is yours.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 18 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. New customers only. Minimum $10 deposit required. One single-use $10 ticket rewarded for Fantasy Golf Millionaire Contest that expires on April 10th at 7 a.m. See terms at DraftKings.com/promotions.
Smiley, just a couple of other items I wanted to get to that are less about the Rory and Bryson showdown, but just some things I find interesting from today. Did you hear Shane Lowry's comments at all?
No, I haven't seen him.
So he's obviously upset. Yeah, really tough missed putt at 17. Finishes bogey, bogey. Mm-hmm. Goes from 7 under and, you know, it to 5 under, considerably off it. So he's asked, did you find yourself looking back at all at Rory? And Shane says, no, I'm not going to stand here and talk about Rory for 10 minutes. I'm trying to win the tournament as well. I know that's what y'all want me to talk about, but I've just had a bleep finish. I've got a chance to win the Masters tomorrow, and I'm going to go hit some balls. And then he's asked a few more questions, and then there's a back and forth, and he kind of stops in the middle of the answer and says, we talked about Colin Morikawa a few weeks ago. I think we need time. I think I need half an hour now to sit there and gather my thoughts. I can't be coming to talk to you guys straight away. It shouldn't be happening. I don't agree with it. Tennis players have to talk to the media, but they have half an hour or an hour before they have to do it. I feel like we should have the same thing. That's how I feel. I'm probably going to say something stupid. I probably already have said something stupid because I'm pissed off right now. I'm just going to leave. Okay. I cannot be clear here. I could not possibly agree more with Shane Lowry. I think stuff like this is same thing I said for Colin. I just think it's really tough for him to finish the way he did at the most important tournament of the year. And then he's got to go talk to guys and only bad things happen. I'm glad he left and hit balls.
There's times though, like I wanted to know if, like Rory's chip, like I wanted to know, did he hit it the way he wanted to? And I agree with the 30 minute cushion or whatever, because guys are over it after 30 minutes. But in that first 30 minutes, we need to break something. We need to go hit balls until we flush everything out. Sometimes it takes 30 minutes. Sometimes it takes an hour. But I know that all too well. And when you're pissed after the round, like the last thing you want to do sometimes is just answer stupid questions.
Yeah. And often a lot of them are stupid. And I mean, maybe I should rephrase that is that if we're going to ask our athletes to do this, we cannot condemn them on the back end for being pissed off and showing emotion and being frustrated, or even saying things like Colin said about not like, if we're going to ask them to sit in front of microphones and be honest with us and they're honest with us, we can't then back end condemn them for that. And I think a cool down period would be great too. But I just think in general, it's, these guys are the height of their sport in terms of competition at the most important tournament of the year. And, you know, you get asked about like Rory after going bogey. I completely understand why he was upset.
Yeah.
I completely understand it.
Love Shane.
Love him. I think it was completely fair to push back on that. Okay, now I've got one, Smiley. I've been workshopping this around, walking around the press building today. It was kind of just dropping it in, CP, and I got some little intrigue around this, okay? So I just want to get your take on it. Max Homa and Billy Foster. Who says no?
Like, are you trying to create a situation?
I'm trying to matchmake a new caddy for Max, and he played great today, 3 under. Maybe this guy gets the bag permanently, but
what's
I'm just
wrong
saying
with Bill Harkey.
Nothing's wrong with Bill Harkey. I'm just saying Billy Foster is
not notable. You're telling me Bill's not notable, and that Billy's notable.
If you gave me a list of caddies and you asked me to read notable caddies, okay, I'd read Billy Foster's
before you
name.
Before you get in trouble. The answer would be no. Because it's who you hire as a caddy sometimes is much more about a personality fit and whether you can talk to that person.
And you don't think those two guys would go good together?
No.
Okay. That's I just brought it to have the discussion. And it's a no.
It's not even close, man.
It's not even close. Okay. Well, all right. Well, Bill Harkey, congrats. The bag's yours, bud.
The crown is yours.
Now I have to play the disclaimer again. Okay, well that I just wanted to kind of get that out there in the ether. Also, I love watching Wyndham Clark hit golf balls.
It's really impressive.
Just sat there at the range today just for
the one thing. So you have a moon pie problem?
I do have a moon pie
problem. I have a pimento cheese problem.
Oh, really?
Big time pimento cheese problem. I've had as much pimento cheese in 1 week as I've had in my entire life.
It's do you get like indigestion at all? I feel like if I have a couple of those, I gotta take an Alka-Seltzer.
So like when we have like when we're on air, okay, we have like a cough button, and so I think I probably had in the last 3 days over under 200 burps.
Pimento cheese burps.
I was just going this.
they had a smell capture on that.
Now you're just creating a.
it's a new feature we're gonna debut.
Yeah, you're year, you're painting. You're painting pimento cheese in such a poor light.
Meanwhile, the
moon pie. I mean. Goodness gracious, if you burp, you're going to hit somebody behind you. You're going to have so much recoil.
The moon pie, a lot of marshmallow in there. I mean, they're to die for. They're absolutely to die for. Yeah, I mean, pimento cheese is, that's what I put the Lay's chips inside them. Very good. I'm doing a lot of honey wheat chicken salad this week and some Masters clubs. I need to go ride a bike or something.
We're ready for tomorrow. I know you're about to wrap, but before we do, Jax, what's the one thing you're looking forward most to tomorrow? You're back there on the camera producing this thing.
Come talk to the mic.
Well, he can't because I think he's just like in his...
No, in he his, can. He very much can. Come over.
Talk loudly.
Yeah, come over here talking to the mic. Come over here. Take that headset off. You got Jackson Brown.
I guess.
AV's calling me right now. This is a great finish to the show. Look at this outfit.
Yeah, look at, I'm in short shorts.
That's what I was gonna try to say. We can just keep them.
I'm just really excited, man. This is my third golf tournament I've ever been to. And just incredibly blessed to be here in Augusta, Georgia.
All right, come on, man. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I think I'm looking forward to most. I think I'm gonna spend a bag at the merch tent first off. And then I've never had a pimento cheese. I've never had any of these things on the menu. And I've never seen menu prices this cheap. And then not to mention just the final round tomorrow that's gonna be going on. I'm just excited for the whole thing.
He said everything but the golf course, which was shocking.
Well, I don't even know what to expect. I really don't even know what to expect. I've only seen things on TV. I've just heard how different it is on TV versus in person. So
we got a first timer going tomorrow.
First timer. I'm incredibly excited, and thanks to these two for allowing me the opportunity to be here. Seriously,
thank you, Jax.
Thanks to us.
Thanks for all the hard work, Jax.
Everybody in the comments, big thanks to Jackson for absolutely grinding this week. Incredible week of producing from Jackson. Just every possible piece of content you can imagine, Jax all got it all out the door. So big thanks to Jax. Got one more tomorrow night, and Jax and the Big Plum. Check out the Masters for the first time tomorrow. So that's it, Smiley. That's all I got. We got our picks in. We're ready for Rory versus Bryson.
I'm taking Rory. You're taking Rory?
I'm taking Rory.
All right.
We should like get airbrush shirts and sell them outside. No, we shouldn't do that. We'll strike that from the record. We'll cut that, or maybe we'll leave it in. Everybody enjoy. Have a great time out there tomorrow. Enjoying Sunday at the Masters, Rory versus Bryson. We'll talk to you after the showdown tomorrow night.
You know, I listen to this podcast. It's really cool. And
all of our first time fans and subscribers, but make sure you like and subscribe.
It's cool to see what you guys are doing. I know golf fans appreciate it, but we do too. So please keep it up.
For all the good people of YouTube, like and subscribe.
You guys have some good takes, so I'm happy to come on and shoot the...
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.